Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the audience. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for being a fan. And if you listened last week, there was a woman that called in that really wanted an answer to her questions. And it's interesting because being in the business of being a happiness specialist, let me just get right into it. Happiness specialist, what that means is I have taken on this challenge, role. I mean, this is my mission. This is my destiny. This is my purpose and honestly, the purpose, the destiny was really for me. For myself to get to a place where I wanted to feel happy. I wanted to feel good. You know, when you raise your hand, you want to be, who wants to be happier? Everybody's going to raise their hand. I haven't found anybody that doesn't, I don't need to be any happier. Everybody's interested in feeling good. Everybody's interested in wanting to be happier. And when I was younger, I start off the same story. When I was younger, that's what I wanted. I wanted to live to my potential. That's what I wished for. That's what I visualized. Live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to get off this roller coaster of sometimes I feel great, sometimes I feel bad. And what happened was when circumstances in my life happened that were not favorable, that I didn't like or I wished that were different, then of course I felt bad. I was affected by circumstances. I was affected by external circumstances. I was affected by events, things that happened, things that didn't happen. You know what I'm talking about. You get the call, you don't get the call. He loves you, he doesn't love you. You know, all of life's ups and downs. I was determined to figure out, to feel balanced, if you will, to feel a sense of peace, which is the same thing as happiness in my book, feel the sense of peace all the time. Is it possible to be happy and feel a sense of peace in every moment? That question, that answer to that question is yes. But with that yes comes a lot of things with that. With that yes comes what you need to practice to get to that point. This feeling peaceful, this feeling balanced, this feeling at ease, doesn't just happen overnight, my dear audience. This being happy isn't anything. It's a practice. It's not something that you get to experience once in a blue moon or once when everything is going right or once when all the stars are aligned. No. It's a daily daily, I'm going to use this word, grind and practice. It really is. And wanting, desiring, searching for, asking for happiness decades and decades and decades ago, with the universe, and I use the term universe, some people say God, some people say spirit, some people say energy, same thing. What happens is whatever I was asking for, when I was asking for happiness, the universe started to line everything up for me to figure out, for me to get the answers. Now, I'm not claiming to have all the answers for all of life's woes and strife, but I can tell you, I can give you some things. I'm just going to shout them out right now, things to practice that will add to your happiness. Now, when I say eliminate all expectations, I mean all expectations from your life. Expectations about other people, expectations about goals, expectations about anything. Anytime you expect something to happen or you want something to happen, trust me, eventually you will be disappointed. All expectations subtract from your happiness. All expectations subtract from your peace. All expectations will eventually take you to a place where you don't want to feel. Who wants to feel disappointed? Who wants to have their heart broken? But when you eliminate all expectations, you will never, ever be disappointed, and you will never have your heart broken. Now, that's just one small thing to practice. And there is a list of probably 20 or more things to practice. And I know them all because that's my job, to know them all. And it's the practice that will either take you to another place of being, of consciousness, or not. See, it's easy to talk. It's easy to know the concepts and talk about the concepts. The work, the results, is in the practice. It's like preparing. I love to watch some of the food channel shows, MasterChef, and it's all about the ingredients that go into the dish. And not only the ingredients, you've got to, you know, these people that are these master chefs, that are these gourmet chefs that are known throughout the world, and these people that are contestants that want to be master chefs, it didn't come, you know, their skills didn't just happen overnight. Gordon Ramsay, even though I don't think he needs to yell at everybody, but anyway, I digress. Gordon Ramsay didn't become a top chef, master chef, just overnight. All of these skills, and I watch these shows, sometimes the desserts that they ask these people to make takes hours and hours and hours of preparation, and then you have to practice these skills. Nobody knows how to set off a tiramisu that gets lit on fire right off the bat. So what I'm saying is, even wanting to feel happier or more at peace or having a more of a balanced, I like to say balanced, relaxed, peaceful state of mind, energy, is still a practice. It just doesn't happen. And so what is it that we practice? What is it to practice? What do you practice? You can just start taking notes. I'm just going to run through them really quickly because I want to share with you what happened to me this week. This past week was a week of people getting angry and people directing their anger at me. And when I say directing their anger at me, I'm not talking about it was, oh, maybe they're angry. I mean actually pointing the finger and being angry at me. But before I get to the how one of my neighbors yelled and screamed at me and called me all kinds of names, before I get to that story, let me share with you some of the things to practice that will definitely add to your peace, your happiness, your relaxation, more consciousness. This will add to it. Staying out of everybody else's business will add to your peace, will add to your happiness. That means you don't notice what anybody else is doing. I don't care if they're your twin sister. I don't care if you guys are hooked at the hip. You do not notice, you do not make your business anybody. It's not your business to be in anybody else's business. That's parents, that's children, unless they're you know, minor children. But adult children, spouses, significant others, you're noticing what they're doing. Stay out of everybody else's business. You're going to be happier. This thing about trusting, you know, I have to say that trusting that everything is in order, trusting that life is unfolding in the exact manner it is, quote unquote, supposed to. You know, you look out into nature, and the trees are growing, the animals are animaling, they're doing their thing. They're not concerned about any other animal, unless they're coming to eat them. But my point is this, and I'm kind of rambling now, but my point is this. There is a trust that happens in nature. There is a trust that is just naturally intertwined in our being. And somehow that trust also needs to be practiced. Whenever you're worrying, this is for all my worriers out there, worrying only indicates that you lack trust. That's it. There's no other explanation other than you lack trust. Now, it is, for me, it is just a blind trust, meaning that I can't pretend to know or to figure out how and why this stuff is unfolding, but I'll tell you what I do know. From my past, from looking at from the evidence of my life, everything that has happened to me, especially the things that I wouldn't have really signed off on or would have preferred not to have happened. You know, we all have I really didn't need to get hit by a car while walking. Did I, universe? Did I really need to get hit by a car while I was walking? Huh? Apparently so. So it's really about a trusting the plan. Trusting that everything is in order, trusting that the universe is really supporting you. The universe is supporting me. The universe is here to serve us in ways that sometimes I might not understand or even get. But I have so much evidence in my life that everything that has happened, it's happened for a good reason. It's happened for me to get to another level of growth. Letting go of trying to control, letting go of thinking that I have a say, letting go of thinking that, you know what, I'm going to make this work, I'm going to make something happen. Letting go of that feeling that, yeah, I have control. Because honestly, my dear audience, the only thing that we can control is our energy, our perspective, our attitude, our behavior, our words, our vibration. We can control that, but we can't control what happens. It's impossible. There is no way that we can control what happens, especially if you're looking outside of self. Some of the things that subtract from happiness, I'm just going to list them. Here we go. Taking anything personally. Thinking anything is important. Judging. Living in the past. Living in the future. Comparing yourself to anyone, to anybody else. Putting a label on any event. I don't care if it's good or if it's bad. All labels subtract from your happiness, from your peace. Resisting what is, that's a real good one. You know, the only reason why I suffer, the only reason why I have a problem with any moment is because I think there's something wrong with what I'm experiencing. Because I think that what I'm experiencing needs to be different or shouldn't be happening. The only reason why I suffer is because I'm buying into or believing the thoughts that, this needs to be different. The only reason why I suffer is because of that belief in thinking that whatever this moment looks like, it needs to be different. And that comes from the thoughts. So the thoughts started, the thoughts of, no want to experience this, no thank you, wanting something different, no. But when the practice of acceptance of every moment without resistance, acceptance without resisting, without wanting anything different, now you're getting into the flow of life. Now you start to flow with life as opposed to struggle and fight it. Let me just read off just a couple more things that subtract from happiness, and then I'm going to get into this story about anger and how I was met with three separate individuals last week. It was a whole week of people getting mad at me and what happened after and what happened during all of that, and the only reason why I can stand up and not be bothered by any of it is because of what I practice. So these are the other things that subtract from happiness. We talked about expectations. Having an attachment to any outcome. Say you set a goal. I don't set any goals anymore. I told you, listen, if I have a goal and the universe has a different goal for me, guess who's going to win out? So I quit. Universe, whatever your goal is for me, whatever your intentions are for me, I'm on board. I'm on board. I'm on the ride. Here we go. I'm good. No questions. Thank you, universe. I guess. You know, sometimes I'm thinking, are you sure this is the plan? But having an attachment to any outcome subtracts from your happiness. Complaining, that's an easy one. There's so many. How many of you just complain? Complain about the weather, complain about the politics, complain about traffic, complain about other people, complain about the state of the world, just the complaints alone. That complaining is really a habit. That complaining is something that you learn to do. We weren't hatched or born just complaining. So it's really about eliminating and being conscious and being mindful of what you put out in the world. Complaints? I mean, listen, I'm not running up here judging, but there's a lot of complaints out there. I see it all the time. I see it on television. I see it in the posts. Complaints. And so what I'm saying is when you complain, my dear audience, what you're doing is you are actually, it's like garbage. You're driving and you just throw the garbage out of the car and now the garbage is littering the road. You're throwing garbage out into the world. That's what complaining does. It doesn't uplift. It doesn't inspire. It doesn't cause more peace. Complaining is like littering. I just came up with that. Again, being critical. Being critical, and usually this being critical of other people begins with, is being critical of self. And so this criticism of self and being critical of self is another habit, is another programming, is something else that you've learned. You didn't come out of the womb just criticizing yourself. So know that the criticizing is also the same thing as littering. And when I'm throwing all these things out, I realize that you can just take maybe one or two and start practicing eliminating or practicing noticing when you complain or practice noticing when you have expectations and just state that, you know, you want something different. How do I practice trusting more? How do I practice being accepting? How do I practice living in the present moment? How do I practice not taking everything so seriously? So you ask the universe these questions, and you will get the answers. Now let's get to the whole anger week. It was a whole week of anger, starting with, quite frankly, it actually started last Sunday. If you listen to the show, there was a woman that called in, and she had a question for me, and what she really wanted was she said that she was still had feelings for a man, and she really wanted this man to change and be the type of father that she thought her son needed. And my response to her was, number one, wanting anybody else to be different, wanting to change somebody else is starting off in a foundation, wanting anybody else to be there. You can't change anybody else, but what you can change is yourself. And these people that behave in a manner that you would like them to be different, it's really not their problem. It's your problem because you're not accepting who they are, how they behave, and their I don't want to say limitation. It's not their limitations, but just who they are. It's like looking at a bird and wanting a bird to turn into a tiger. There is an acceptance. There is an acceptance of people that begins with an acceptance of self. And the first time you look at someone else and you want them to be different, that is a signal. That is a signal that you, my dear audience, have work to do. You have something to do in the mirror. You have work to do. It's never about the other person. And what you label the other person and whatever you label them to be like, or you label them lazy, say you label them inconsiderate, say you label them rude, you label them a racist, whatever you label them, you are the one that owns all of those characteristics. The people that are out there that are calling anybody racist, you are the one that is the racist. I know I'm going to get a lot of letters on that, but it's the truth. Whatever you see, whatever you recognize is really who you are. I know I forgot to put my warning, my warning notice before the show, because I when I say things that people either agree or don't agree with and don't feel comfortable with, the person calling the other person a racist, they're the ones that's the racist. It's simple. You recognize what you are. You can't recognize anything that you aren't. What? I don't know if that even makes sense, but it's the truth. You are what you recognize. Let's get back to the anger. And so the woman, when actually telling her to accept this man and you can't change him, and he should prioritize the child, and he should prioritize, well, all of the things, all of the complaints that you spew, that you point your finger at someone else, it really comes back to, maybe choosing a person to be the father of your child. Whose fault is that? It's like me getting pregnant with a playboy type, or a guy that's been in and out of prison, and now I'm complaining because he has 100 women. Or I'm complaining because now he's back in jail. I mean, I'm the one that had the baby with the playboy type. I'm the one that had the baby with the guy in and out of prison. It's our responsibility to pick and choose. I know it's really easy for people to have children. Anybody can do it. But when you choose somebody, and I got to put my hand up on this, when you choose to have a child with someone, how can you complain when it's your choice? It was your choice. Anyway, so that was my first, and of course, if you listen to the show, she wasn't happy, got angry, hung up, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's talk about what happened this week. And now I don't know. Anyway, so what's happening, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm living in Oregon. I have a huge, huge front yard, and it's open. There's no gate closing it where you can, you know, there's not a gate where you can come and go. The gate opens and closes and you go onto my property. It's actually an open yard. So my neighbors, I only have one set of neighbors. For whatever reason, I've only been here four and a half months, for whatever reason, and I don't know if I've even shared this, has allowed their dogs, because honestly, to walk the dogs up the hill and out of the complex, I mean, hey, that sometimes you get lazy. Sometimes you don't want to walk the dogs. We're allowing their dogs to come into my front yard, which is open, and to shit in the front yard. Now, I didn't even realize it until maybe 2-3 months ago. When I went outside, you know, I'm in the front yard, I'm looking around, and I see dog crap. Now, dog crap looks a lot different than wild animal crap, and I'm thinking, dog crap, front yard, I don't have a dog. And I let it go. I didn't say anything. Maybe about 2 months, not 2 months, I mean 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, I'm out in the front yard again. I'm walking around, looking down, and my front yard is all rocks. It's just black rocks. And so I'm looking down, and there is remnants, okay? I hope you're not eating breakfast. Remnants of dog crap that was picked up. You know, you can't get everything unless it's solid, okay? Unless the crap is solid. You can't pick up everything. And so there was remnants of dog shit, and then someone had picked it up because there was still some left out. You follow what I'm saying? Now, this started a whole chain of emails to the HOA, letter on the neighbor's door, you know, don't allow your dogs to crap in my yard. And my dear audience, it hasn't stopped. So, trust me. If you would have known me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you just don't not heed one of my gentle warnings. You just make sure your dogs don't come in my yard again. Well, for whatever reason, this hadn't stopped. So now I have to take my complaints to another level. And in fact, last week I called animal control. Now, the animal control comes out and they give the neighbors a warning. And the warning was, number one, you're not allowed to trespass on anybody else's property. And number two, when your dog's crap, you have to pick it up. Because throughout the community, when I say community, there's one road in and out. And so on this road, there's dog crap. Not only on my property, but on the road. And so now I have to file a formal complaint with animal control. I call animal control, and they say that they're going to come out and give the neighbors a warning. Now that happened on Valentine's Day. It happened on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, where animal control came out. And they were in the middle of writing a written warning to the neighbor, and the neighbors coincidentally came home at the same time that the animal control was leaving a written warning. Now, after animal control left, maybe 5 minutes later, my doorbell rings. And the front door rings. The front doorbell rings. Now, I don't answer the front door. I go around the side and come out the garage. And coincidentally, there was a gentleman that came into detail the inside of the car. My car, there are no car washes here, so I had to get the car. Anyway, I digress. So I have this young man outside with my car. I'm coming out the garage. The neighbor, after animal control just left, when I come out, this man, neighbor, starts yelling at me at the top of his lungs, calling me all kinds of names. You're a crazy bitch. You are harassing. We never let our dogs out. On and on and on and on and on. I mean, it was a tirade. It was a rant that seemed like it was never ending. Now, let me back up a little bit. Prior to me filing a complaint with animal control, the wife of the neighbor came to the door, and she did say that, yes, she let the dogs out and it won't happen again. And so she actually admitted that she had let her dogs come into my yard and crap in the yard. So I already knew that it was the same neighbor. And for whatever reason, they allowed it to keep happening. I don't know if they didn't think I was going to do anything about it, or, you know, happiness specialist doesn't you know, just gets run all over. But no. So this guy, and he was a big guy, huge, big guy, looked like a football player, big, tall, towering over me, screaming at me for a few minutes. And I'm sharing this story because if it wasn't for what I practiced, if it wasn't for what I do practice on a daily basis, which is number one, I know for a fact, because I used to be just like this, anyone that is angry or anyone that has a temper is really dealing with some internal issues, some internal imbalance, some internal anger. It's not because of me. They might say it's because of me. They might say it's because I called animal control, but it's really not because of me. It's because of whatever's going on in their life. That's just a fact. I know that. It goes back to my same favorite question, which is, what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? What does the humpback man want more than anything else in the world? And I want to say, if you want to call in and speak with me directly, you can. Area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I have a few people in the queue, and if you want to speak to me, just press number one. If you want to keep listening, that's okay. That's okay too. So, number one, I knew that this anger had nothing to do with me. And I did not take any of it, including his words, personally. Now, that goes back to something else that I practice. There is no power in a word. I know that we've been taught that words are powerful. Words are powerful, but they're not. We've learned that they were powerful. 98% of the population believes that they're powerful, but in reality, words are not powerful. They're only powerful because you allow them to be powerful, and I'm letting you know that you cannot insult me, and you can't compliment me either, because words, man-made words, have no power in my life. Energy does. Vibration does, but a word, letters put together, I'm giving power to that? It doesn't even make sense. Who's more powerful? The person that allows words to have words affect them, or a person that words don't affect them at all? They don't affect their energy, they don't affect their balance, they don't affect their peace, they don't affect their consciousness. Words are not powerful. You were taught that, but in reality, they are not. And I've shared the story with the little child more than once, so I won't do it again. But they're just not. You take a baby, any child you see out there, and you call a little baby all kinds of names. They're not even going to react to you, because they haven't learned yet that, oh, words can hurt my feelings. So, again, it's about practicing and unlearning that words are not powerful. So his words meant nothing to me. It didn't hurt my feelings. What he said, I don't care if he called me all kinds of names, which he did, called my family, my mother, my son, my family. It doesn't matter. Your words mean nothing. And the other thing was, I said this, so I wasn't taking anything personally. The words were not powerful, absolutely not, taking nothing personally. And you'll find that when you are not affected by anybody else's energy, when you are not affected by anybody else's vibration, guess what? You are the one with all the power. The only reason, no, so the question is, what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else in the world? What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? These people that get angry, I don't care who it is, these people that get angry and try to point the finger at you and say it's because of you that they're angry or you're the one that's causing their anger, it's just not true. You can't call them on it because they're not going to, it's because of you. That's why I'm angry. It's another blame game. It's another reason. It's another excuse to not take responsibility. Blaming someone else for how you're feeling, I mean, most people do it, but it's not the truth. So I knew, the answer to the question, what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? He wants you to feel just like he does. He wants you to have a hump. He wants you to feel as bad as he does. That's all it is with these people that get angry and point the finger at you. So I already knew, without a doubt, that this man yelling and screaming at me to the top of his lungs, it wasn't about me. And all of his comments and all of his statements were for his own ears, were things that he wanted to say about himself. What? Yes, all of the mean things that people say about someone else, is they're really talking to themselves. They're really saying it to themselves. Now, that's a hard one to hear. That's a hard one to accept. That's a hard one to believe, but it's the truth. And that is one reason, and it's the only reason why, that what I practiced was able, it gave me the ability to, listen to all the words. Listen to all of his rage, listen to all of his anger, and it just bounced off just like Teflon. Just like Teflon, just zip, zip, zip. You know, the interesting thing about that is, too, when this man was yelling and my response was absolutely a no response at all, not scared, not happy, not, I mean, I listened. I let him say everything he had to say. And then he was frustrated with the lack of combat, me coming back with nothing. Finally, when he was finished, what did he say? He said, if I call animal control or whatever, he says, you do it, you're going to get sued for harassment, and I'm just, okay. Whatever his anger was, whatever he threw at me, it was, okay. And audience, let me just share this. If you ever need to diffuse or snuff out somebody that's soft, all you need to do is accept, listen, without response, and it's I mean there's no fuel. There's nothing that they can hold on to or hang on to. There's nothing. Their anger actually has to dissipate. There's no fire. There's no fuel. There's no wood. There's nothing. But I will say this, and this is the only thing that I did, and it was a universal response. I had to do it. As he was walking away, huffing and puffing, I said, "I hope you feel better." Now, I'm laughing because "I hope you feel better" is my way of fighting. You know, I can't come at you with words anymore, but I can offer a "I hope you feel better." And I meant it. So getting back to the theme of today's show, which is you are what you practice. Take maybe one or two things, I don't know, complaining, eliminating expectations, comparing yourself, being critical, blaming anybody, taking anything personally. Practice eliminating or asking for or wanting to or having an intention of eliminating some of those. And then you just practice. And let me tell you something else. It's just something that's really kind of simple. Before you respond or make a comment to anyone, you always ask yourself this question. Am I going to be creating more peace, or am I going to be creating more drama with my response? Peace versus drama. Now, getting back to the end of the story with the neighbor, there was no way that I was going to let his behavior go undocumented. So, of course, I had to call animal control again, and I said I was being threatened, verbally threatened. And so with that said, now the sheriff is on notice, animal control is on notice, everybody is on notice. Without even really fighting, with just actually just not taking anything in person, taking anything that was said to me personally. All right, we have a few people that want to say, it's always at the end of the show. Hold on a second, reality, spirituality audience. Area code 402, you are live. What is your first name? Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Sharon.
Hello.
Hi. I was just.
Hi. What is your first name?
Sharon. Sharon.
Your name
hear?
Is. Yeah. What is it
Sharon.
Again? Young.
Sharon.
Spell
Sharon,
it again.
S H.
Oh. Sharon.
Yeah. Sharon.
Oh, hi,
yeah.
Sharon. Welcome.
Thanks. I was listening. I kind of have the same thing going on. A lot of people around me trying to cause harm. And I was wondering if you picked up anything on that.
Well, when you say people around you trying to cause you harm, are you saying causing you harm?
Yes. Me, my animals. What? My home, trying to get me out, basically.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you, how do you know they're trying to cause you harm? Because, see, let me say this. One of the things that I know for a fact is that I am protected, period. The universe protects. Now, that's not to say that I can't get hit by a car, which just happened last year. But there is a protection. So my question is, do you trust that you are protected?
Yes, but I also know that, like you said, you can get hit by a car, you know. I also know that there's a lot coming at me. So spiritually, I'm protected.
Okay, and so do you think, and so you, okay, which is what I'm feeling from you spiritually, you believe it. And so when you believe that, when I said got hit by a car, there was actually something good that happened from that.
Right. I agree.
Hmm?
You know, God always makes, God makes good come from bad. That.
Exactly. And so what I want to say, and I'm trying to say it in the most loving way, is that whatever happens or that is going to happen to you or will happen to you is really happening for a betterment. And so God doesn't really just the worrying or lack of trust that whatever is happening to you or whatever will happen is really on you. See, lack of trust, knowing that whatever happened is going to happen for your betterment, for your good, for your growth, for your enlightenment, all of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't agree with you there.
And so because you don't agree, that's why you're feeling that there's a need to being worried or not thinking that everything's going to happen. I get it, and that's okay that you don't agree. But that's the only way that I can live is knowing that whatever happens to me, including something that is going to take my health, is even for my betterment. I believe that.
Yeah. I guess I believe that really bad things can happen to good people, you know? And everybody's got free will. So I can only control me and
mm-hmm.
how I react. But I can't control them. But I was hoping, I know you're pretty gifted. I've heard you before. If you saw any direction or anywhere I could get help, because I'm not getting it.
Well, when you say help, what kind of help do you want? You want help so you can trust more, or you want help so you're going to be protected more?
Protected so that they can be stopped. Because there's people doing bad things, you know, killing my cat, destroying my home, destroying my car, breaking in all the time. Police are not helping.
Okay. All right. So now we're talking about something that is, you're saying something that's really physical. And this is something else, because one of the things that I know, I'm just speaking for myself, that if I want something different, I have to do something different. I cannot depend on anybody else. What do I want to say? Depend on anybody else to make these kind of things. You know what? It's the same. Let me just share a really quick story. One of my letters was talking about the contractor that this woman had, a contractor, and they really weren't good, and she thought this contractor was, just not competent. And I said, well, you change, then that means that you have to change contractors or you have to make a decision. If something is happening to you and people are breaking in or doing something, then my suggestion, and nobody is helping, my suggestion would be to move. Hello?
Well, that's easier said than done. I have no means to do that. This is my home, and I have no money to do that.
So you don't have any, you can't
I have no
sell
income.
It or leave it, or
nothing.
Do you own it? Are you renting?
It's owned, should be owned. But there's a mortgage on it, and leave me with nothing.
Well, I don't want you to, because it's feeling like you feel like you're victim to these circumstances.
Well, I could go live under a bridge if I wanted. I mean, I could choose that. But I don't want to live under a bridge. And I don't think that someone should be allowed to do this.
Well, I agree with you, but you know, when you're talking about a certain person, if several people, I'm just talking about myself, if several people were doing several things to me that were harmful, I would have to leave. I would have to move and move somewhere else. It doesn't matter. I would move.
Well, I'm glad that you would be. I can't move, so I was just hoping that, you know, man, I guess I'm asking too much. I'm sorry. I mean, I understand.
No, you're not asking too much, but the thing is, what are your options? See, I'm really into you
right.
have a problem, and so what's the solution? So what are your options? Your options are either
I find someone to help. I physically cannot, and I can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's legal issues. It's, you know, that just, I guess I shouldn't have even bothered to call.
No, that's okay, of course. Listen, there is always a reason for the call. Now, if you're saying that you've reached out to, there's been some, like, different community, you know, there's a lot of different community organizations, and you've reached out and nobody's
there really
helping?
Isn't. Yeah, there really isn't, okay? When it comes to legal issues and you need money, there really isn't. I mean, legal aid, things like that, they only take certain types of cases. They don't, you know, just take you because you need it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that.
Okay, well, again, if it's gotten to a point where you're saying you don't have any help, you've exhausted all there's no people out there that can help you, and you're still getting victimized, I would rather live under a bridge.
Wrong, you know? It's just wrong. And I'm not quite
well,
sure.
Well, I understand
you know,
what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but again, trying to control or make anybody else do anything or behave in a certain way, and if you can't, then it's up to you to make a move.
Mm-hmm. That's why we have laws
as much
and insurance
as...
and things like that. But when they decide they don't want to help and you're by yourself, it's kind of, you know, out of luck.
Well,
I don't know.
I understand, and again, go back to the universe and just, you know, ask for guidance, ask for trust, ask for direction. But where you are right now is, it seems like you're feeling trapped. And you're feeling like you're a victim, and you're feeling like there's no hope, and all of this feeling. There is a different way to feel behind it also, and you're feeling just one way. If that makes sense.
Tell me what you're...
Well... Now, this is going to sound really crazy. You ready?
Yeah.
It's going to sound really crazy. There is a reason you know, there is, like I mentioned before, getting hit by a car and then finding the good in it. Finding the good in whatever you're experiencing, meaning that there is a reason. Maybe all of these things are happening for you to make a move. Maybe all these things are happening for you to change your perspective. Maybe all these things are happening for you to search more or search longer or search in a different direction. But to just be a victim and complain, this is not right.
Oh,
this is not right.
That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing. I called to see if you had any, insights that I don't hear it, or thinking maybe you knew more than I know. But that's not what I'm doing. I didn't call to complain. I called for results.
Well, I'm saying that you have all of the power. You have power. You have more power than you realize. You do.
Yeah.
You really do.
I'm sure I do. And that's hard to believe in yourself. I agree.
I understand. I get it. I really do. Well, I'm going to keep you in my prayers, and I'm sending out good energy, but I really want you to realize that, and anybody out there that is going through any kind of a challenge, life challenge, and it sounds like this is really, it's overwhelming. However, the overwhelming, ask the universe, how can I feel better about my situation? How can I grow from this? How can I learn from this? How can I look at the same things with different eyes? How can I expand? How can I trust more? How can I find help? Help me, universe. Help me, universe. Help me. Say that. Feel that. All of that. Know that you have the power. Know that you are more powerful. You know, I love when people call in and ask questions, but I also want them to know that they have just as much power, they have just as much energy as I do. It comes down to what you practice. And if you practice looking at the world that there is, you look at the world and you find fault, or you find, listen, there's things that happen all the time that quote-unquote looks unjust. But they're unjust in my, but I know that my eyes can't see the bigger picture. And what looks unjust to me and what feels like it's not right to me, what was I looking at the other day? I don't know, these kids in this different country, third world kids, and they were, you know, starving. They were sticks. They were toothpicks. Universe, how the hell do you allow these children, these people, to starve, live in these places where they're starving? They don't have clean water. How is that good? See, I ask these questions all the time, but I don't pretend to have the answers. But what I do know is there is a reason for everything. There is a reason for it. There is a reason. Maybe people see that and then they get more active. Or maybe, you know, and if you really, really believe, and if you really know that each one of us decided, actually chose to come back and experience exactly what we're experiencing, actually signed off on the dotted line, same as, you know, listen, Jesus came down here, crucified, not really a choice, not really my choice, but okay, I guess it's my destiny, okay? So it comes back to the individual. How are you? What responsibility are you taking? None? the frustration for me comes from, really comes from wanting and talking to people and wanting them just to look at the world differently than the way that they're looking at it. Just to be open to look at the world differently. Just be open to changing a perspective. Be open to maybe acting on inspiration. Acting on inspiration. Using that inspiration to act. Or not. Hopefully that made a little sense. Hopefully that helped. And again, I said it earlier in the show, the problem becomes where when I think there's something wrong with what I'm experiencing. And in reality, what I'm experiencing and what everybody is experiencing is perfect. That's a belief. That's a trust. That's how I live it. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. Go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Thank you. My first book, My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. It's a Kindle version. And if you want a hard copy, you can buy that on Lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Remember, be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey, and it is about the journey. And you know what? Let me just get back to that call. Because the expectation was a vision, something different. I want a specific answer. I want an answer different than what you said, but it still comes back to us. What are we going to do? How are we going to travel on this journey? Worrying, not trusting, complaining, having expectations, labeling, feeling like victim. I mean, if you feel like you're a victim, you cannot find any peace or any happiness or any balance feeling like a victim. You just can't. All right. That's enough. Reality Spirituality. Talk to you again next week.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.
Now,
what I'm about to say,
time to get real.